It's Wednesday morning at 8:39 and taking your calls to keep you smiling with the Healthy Place. It's Tim O'Brien!
Oh, we got the clapping rocking in there too. Holy fuck it.
I'm gonna catch my breath now.
Good morning, Sean. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. It's always fun. It's always great to talk with you. And we've got a really good, really important conversation ahead. We're gonna be talking CBD, and we obviously have talked on previous shows a bit about CBD for a few reasons. One, it's such a phenomenal thing, and it's been a game changer for a lot of folks. But when it comes to CBD, because of that popularity, there have been some questions, and there's also been some, and I'm saying this, not you, but there have been some concerning things out there with kind of people that kind of jump on bandwagons and kind of maybe that's not their area of expertise, and they decide, oh, there's a lot of opportunity here. I'm going to go for it. One of the really cool things about The Healthy Place, and one of the really cool things about you, Tim, is you've been doing this for, how long have you been doing this now, by the way? You guys, what's to celebrate?
No, 17 years. I just had my 17-year-old birthday.
Yeah, goodness. That is, it is so very cool. But it highlights for people who, as we talk about this stuff, though, the importance of making sure you understand what it is that you're getting. And the unfortunate thing, we've talked about this too a bit in the past, is sometimes people will try something and because they're getting either a lower quality or maybe something misrepresented or something they maybe even got from a distributor overseas, and they go, it just doesn't work. And they're like, well, that's because you're not really getting the right stuff. So we're going to talk CBD this morning, the importance of understanding what it can do for you, and of course sourcing and the importance of that. We'll get to all of that as we talk with Tim O'Brien this morning from The Healthy Place online. Find your healthyplace.com. Great opportunity as well. If you've got a question for Tim, get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get your great question. Real quick though, Tim, let's talk a little bit about CBD and some of the great benefits and why it is so popular.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. When we first legalized it in Wisconsin, you know, we've all in Wisconsin here, we've all heard of these amazing testimonies from medicinal marijuana for, you know, all of my life. I've heard about medicinal marijuana for cancer and for stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain. And most of us don't want that high. So we sort of heard about these benefits, but then dismissed it because, you know, we didn't want to be stoners. And, you know, that was at least my story, and for a lot of my customers, the same story. So once there was this understanding that CBD you could gain all the benefits from medicinal marijuana without the high, and it was legal, that's why it blew up in Wisconsin so quickly. And the other side of it is Wisconsin, in the farming industry, was one of the top producers. Back in the 1950s, I think it was, and we were always battling with Kentucky back and forth of who's number one in the nation for hemp production. So between those two reasons, that's why Wisconsin, in year one out of all 50 states, was actually the fastest growing in its overall hemp in the farming side of things, and then an explosion on the CBD side of things. And because The Healthy Place had been in the natural alternative sector with, you know, a couple of stores, and the community knew us and everything, we became that trusted source for many, and I'm super thankful for that. So, we started marketing it for chronic pain, stress, anxiety, and in the beginning, you know, I was kind of just gentle with it, and then I started seeing these testimonies roll in. So, you know, if you haven't tried CBD and you're in chronic pain, if you haven't tried CBD and you're struggling with stress, in a higher level, and it's tough to manage. If you're battling sleep issues or major digestive issues, CBD is something you should try because the drugs treat a symptom, and they might help you for a little bit, which I appreciate. They have all these side effects, and they're hard on your body and liver and stomach and overall system, overall health. So the drugs treat a symptom damaging the body, where a quality CBD can treat that symptom and benefit the body, because there's literally hundreds of benefits, Sean, to strengthening the endocannabinoid system, which is what CBD does.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with Tim O'Brien from The Healthy Place online. Find yourhealthyplace.com. Four locations, Madison West, Fitchburg, Sun Prairie, and Middleton. And if you have a question for Tim, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And John joins us this morning. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Tim O'Brien from The Healthy Place.
Hey, good morning, John. Guys.
Hi.
Hey,
I would very much like to try CBD for a number of reasons, most of the ones you've listed, actually. But my concern is that I have a commercial driver's license, and I'm subject to random drug testing, and I'm wondering if CBD shows up on the DOT screening panel.
Very, very good question. And the trouble is there's dozens of different kinds of drug tests. And some of the drug tests will pick up on what's called THC metabolites, which are kind of like ghosts of THC. So even if there's a completely THC-free formula, which we sell a number of those, broad-spectrum CBD isolates have 0% THC, and then full-spectrum CBD oils have traces under 0.3%. THC. But the problem is, even if there's 0%, there's a couple of the tests out there that will pick up these THC metabolites, triggering a false positive. So folks in your situation, I'll tell them that. And then, you know, I'll mention that it's very unlikely that it would test positive, but it is possible. And I've understood that again and again. And there's, you know, I've only had maybe two or three of those testimonies in the last, you know, couple years with thousands of people in a similar situation. But at the end of the day, I got to say it's possible, very unlikely, but it is possible.
And John, that's a great question. I know a lot of people do wonder about that very thing. And thanks for the call. Is they say, okay, well, what is that? And one of the issues is, as you mentioned, of course, we are here in Wisconsin. We are very groundbreaking in this. Unfortunately, sometimes on that national level, there are still some areas that unfortunately, because of inadequate testing or different types of tests or the unwillingness to get a more accurate test, unfortunately, those type of things come up. So again, definitely.
Yeah, and it is tricky. And You almost have to, you know, John, if you're still listening, you gotta ask yourself, like, how much are you suffering? Mm-hmm. And at what point do you take a risk to get off the drugs or stay away from the drugs or even obtain quality of life? I mean, that's actually what I'm after people more than, you know, at war with pharmaceutical drugs. That's not really my war. My war is for improving people's quality of life, because life is worth living and life is worth fighting for, and quality of life is worth fighting for both you, John, you know, and those you love. So it's one of those questions. And a lot of times people are able to go to their management and communicate and just be transparent about this. Like, hey, I'm happy to take a test right now. You know, you can see that I'm clean. I want to try this CBD thing. And it's been working for people. So it's like, man, I mean, if you're in chronic pain, John, you know, that's suffering, you know, sleep issues. You mentioned most of the things I listed, you're battling. So it's like, man, it's worth fighting for.
That's really good stuff. And another thing, area that people don't always think about CBD for, and there have been some great studies and some great information about whether it's areas like depression, seizures, digestive issues as well. CBD can be a game changer in those areas also.
Yeah, you know, and that's really what, you know, turned my heart onto this, where, you know, I'm seeing these kids battling seizures, and you hear about these cluster seizures, and they're heavily medicated. And, you know, if you ever hold a 7-year-old, you know, boy or girl, you know, as they're going through cluster seizures, I mean, that's just like the most heartbreaking thing I can think of. And the most powerful thing I've ever seen in the natural sector that works. I mean, with near 100%, at least takes the edge off, if not makes it completely better, is full spectrum CBD. So yeah, seizures, depression, I mean, it strengthens that neurogenesis in the hippocampus, so uplifts the mood. It's just something that, honestly, you know, it should just be in people's cabinets. In this day and age, we all battle stress. We all battle those days with sleep issues. So then to have a quality, you know, CBD oil that we can reach for, and good news, Sean, that the price has come down.
Oh, really? Really?
So this is kind of a recent thing. We've been working hard to get the pricing down because cost is high in the beginning. And so we just had a 20% price reduction. We're getting it all now from organic farms in Wisconsin. And we've been doing that for a little while, but the price still had to come down on the cost side of manufacture. So that's an exciting breakthrough.
That is amazing. And we'll get into depth a little on that. We'll talk a little bit about terpenes, what they are, and why they're such an important part of CBD when it comes to the products you're choosing. And as Tim mentioned, of course, the hemp now being supplied from Wisconsin, or have been supplied from Wisconsin farms, but now the technology and the equipment's getting caught up as well, and some great deals and great opportunities there. We'll talk with Tim all about that. We'll also take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We will do all of that next as Ask the Experts with The Healthy Place. And Tim O'Brien continues right here on 1310 WIBA. 1310 WIBA, Ask the Experts. Hanging out with Tim O'Brien from The Healthy Place online, findyourhealthyplace.com. That's findyourhealthyplace.com. And Nathan joins us this morning. Nathan, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Tim O'Brien from The Healthy Place.
Morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
My question is regarding, I heard you say that you've been in this for a great many years, so by the end of it, you've got some real-world experience. What would you say is the storage or shelf life of CBD oil, and how long does it retain its efficacy, especially with temperature fluctuations? Like if I keep it in my car glove compartment or something, I've been using it quite happily for the last 2 years now for pain in my shoulder.
Great, good.
But I've wondered about that. I mean, it's an oil, so, you know, even if it goes rancid, I could still take it. But, I mean, how well does it hold up to things like that?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Heat, in general, causes things to break down faster. With CBD, in general, a couple years is the expiration date. At least two, but still, you know, if you took it 3 years later, it's not like it's going to hurt you. It's not like milk that can go sour and rancid kind of thing. Now, oils can go rancid. So that's the piece where if you're getting a stomach ache from it, that's kind of like a highlight of like, okay, let's back away there. You know, if that's where you take it, best case scenario is you store it in a cool, dry place. I mean, that's just in general. If you keep it in the car and that's fine on your system, you know, I'm not an expert on what would happen to that oil in 90-100 degree temperature for weeks at a time. I would just keep an eye on how your system's processing it. And in general, cool, dry storage is better for CBD oil.
Nathan, really good question. Let's go now to Jamie.
Good question, buddy. I'm glad it's helping your shoulder, though. Nathan,
good.
That's awesome, buddy.
Really good to hear. And, Jamie, you recently had a knee replacement. You're on the air with Tim O'Brien from The Healthy Place.
Knee replacement. That's intense, Hi. Jamie.
You got me?
Hey, hello. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Hi. I'm going to have a knee replacement soon.
Oh.
So I'm going to induce myself through a lot of pain, and I'm wondering if topical application after the surgery – will help with that pain.
The really good science and reason to believe that it would indeed help. Comfrey cream, if you got a pen handy, write down Comfrey cream and get one by a brand named Europharma. We sell it at our shop. All of our wellness consultants will tell you about it. But Comfrey cream, I bring that up before CBD topical because it works on open wounds and you don't have to worry about things being more healed up before you start applying it. I mean, literally day one, you could start slapping that on there, and it's called the trauma plant because it's so powerful for whether it's open wounds or bruising, pain in the, you know, neck or shoulder. I was going to tell Nathan that too. Topically works just awesome. So I would try that. And then you got to, you know, discontinue supplements. The surgeons usually tell you a couple weeks before a surgery. So you're thin, you know, your blood is not thinned. But, man, as soon as you can, I'd start getting some CBD oil and curcumin inside of you post-surgery just to keep that inflammation down and that chronic pain.
Really good question. Really good call there, Jamie, and good luck with the
surgery.
Yeah, and
Jamie, shoot an email to, and this is Nathan, too, if you want to, but shoot an email to tim@findyourhealthyplace.com, tim@findyourhealthyplace.com. And I'll shoot you a couple links on the products I'm talking about.
And, Tim, we got about a minute left in the show this morning. For people who don't know, Wild Theory is a phenomenal when it comes to CBD, a really phenomenal product and really well
Thank
done.
You.
Let's talk about certified organic and what that means and why that's such a big difference maker.
Yeah, so Wild Theory is my brand that was born out of this CBD explosion, and I'm really thankful to have a team of people smarter than me around me to help me develop that and market it, get it out to the world. There's like five value points to any quality brand. I mean, the sourcing is huge, so I'm thankful for, like you mentioned, Sean, we're moving all towards certified organic. It's been organic, but certified organic is an important point. The price point is competitive, which I appreciate. Cannabinoid content, we have the full spectrum. And then that terpene-rich formula is so important with a good quality CBD oil. And then third-party testing is pretty huge. So those are like the five quality points around Wild Theory and what I'm trying to tell the world to look for in a brand that you trust for CBD oil.
Really good stuff. And again, you can learn more simply by stopping on in any of the four Healthy Place locations, Fitchburg, Sun Prairie, Middleton, west side of Madison. Online, findyourhealthyplace.com. Great chat feature on the website as well. If you have questions, you can always get them answered either at the Healthy Place stores or online at findyourhealthyplace.com. Free same-day delivery right here in Dane County. All the details on the website and free nationwide delivery as well. Details there also. Tim, always great hanging out. You have a fantastic day.
You too, brother. Your health is always worth fighting for.
Well stated. Dan O'Donnell comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.